Hello again, and welcome back to the Dad and Lad Family Trivia Podcast. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
We're super excited for this week's episode. We're going to do one that's near and dear to our family's hearts, and I'm sure many of your family's hearts. We are going to be talking about board game trivia. We love a good game night, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time playing games, playing board games, especially around like the holidays and things, and it's a lot of fun. If you're joining us for the first time, or maybe if you're just coming back and need a little refresher of how our podcast works, we're going to be sending 15 questions of trivia at you in three rounds of five questions each. Each round that goes by, the questions are going to get tougher. This very first round, we call...
Trivia Tots.
And this round is pretty simple. Questions that most people in the car at home are going to be able to answer. So let's dive right in. Board game trivia. Question one. What classic board game includes landmarks and characters such as King Candy, Lord Licorice, Gumdrop Pass, Princess Lolly, and a blob made out of molasses?
Candyland.
Candyland. Is correct. If I think back, I think Candyland's the first board game I ever played.
Same.
Yeah, I think you too. Yeah, and it's, I think part of it is easy because you didn't have to count the dice. You pulled the cards.
Yeah, and it would just one red, two red.
Yep, and you just moved to the color. So I think, yeah. Are you a Candyland fan?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I always thought that the Lord Licorice guy looked a little creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know. He seemed shifty to me.
Shady.
Yeah, a little shady. I don't know. Question two. In the game Hungry Hungry Hippos, what are the hippos trying to eat?
Yellow balls.
I don't know if they're yellow or not.
Yes, I think they're yellow.
I'm not sure. Well, I'm going to accept your answer of balls, and we're going to clarify it a little bit.
Lemons?
The answer we're looking for is marbles.
Oh.
Which is kind of like little balls, so that makes sense.
When I think of a marble, I think of like a clear ball with those like twisty things in them.
Sure. Yeah, this one that's just like little, I mean, I guess you're right. So I think I would definitely give you credit for your answer for sure. I enjoy Hungry Hungry Hippos. There wasn't a lot of strategy to it. It was just mash your hippo until he eats things.
It's just chaos.
I do enjoy it though. Question three. What board game has players move in tiny cars through the board, collecting and paying money while making decisions about jobs, education, kids, pets, and eventually, retirement?
My favorite board game of all time, The Game of Life.
The Game of Life is correct. Yes, you do enjoy a good Game of Life. I've never been good at it. What's your strategy? Do you go to college?
Yes, I always go to college.
Yeah. When you've done the best, what has been your combination? Like, what was your job?
Usually, I go for a doctor.
Okay.
Because it's the highest paying salary.
Sure. Do you have kids and pets and stuff?
Usually, I get pets and kids because at the end of the game, I think you get 100K for, I think, each person in your car, not including you.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That's a good strategy. So, as many kids and pets as you can get?
Yeah.
Okay.
For money.
I see. Question four. What board game uses letter tiles that connect to make words that score points?
Scrabble.
Scrabble is correct. Have you played Scrabble yet?
Yeah.
We don't have Scrabble, do we?
I don't think
I don't think. Where did you play Scrabble?
I played it up at the deer hunting cabin.
Oh, they have Scrabble up there? That sounds like fun. That would be a fun thing to do up at deer camp, for sure.
And I think I actually won.
No, did you? That also doesn't surprise me.
What do you mean?
No, that you're really good with words and letters and stuff, so that makes sense. Question 5. In the classic party game Pictionary, a player is given a secret word, and they try to get their team to guess it by doing this.
Draw a picture of it.
Drawing is correct. I always enjoy Pictionary.
Yeah.
Because I'm bad at it. I'm really not a good drawer at all. Are you a good fast drawer?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Like if you only have like 30 seconds to draw something, you do all right?
Yeah.
See, mine are like just stick figures and circles. Well,
same.
With faces on them.
But I can add detail though.
Yeah, you're a really good drawer too. And with that, we're going to round off the trivia tots round of board game trivia. Emmett is 5 for 5 so far. He's doing a fantastic job. These were pretty easy questions, but I think hopefully everyone at home and in the car is doing well too. But we're going to move on and we're going to make the questions just a little bit harder now. We're going to call this round
Mind Movers.
The Mind Mover round. You had to think about that for a second. Question number 6. This game uses a board with 64 squares and features pieces called pawns, rooks, and bishops.
Chess.
Chess is correct. We started to teach you chess, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we haven't played since. We got to sit down and play chess again. That was really good. I enjoy chess. Chess, I'm not very good at it, but yeah. Is that a game that you'd like to continue playing?
Maybe.
Maybe. I think when you get a little older, chess gets a little more fun because you can kind of see more of the game and think more about it. When you're younger, it's a tough game to play. There's a lot of things you got to remember. Question 7. This classic game involves rolling 5 dice and trying to get specific combinations, like a full house or a straight.
Poker?
Poker, I can understand why you'd answer that, is incorrect. The dice game we're looking for is called Yahtzee. Did you ever hear of Yahtzee before?
No.
No? Well, Yahtzee is a game, so you get 5 dice, and you roll them, and you try to get different combinations. So, like, a full house is 3 of 1 and 2 of another. So, if you rolled 5 dice and got, like, 3 threes and 2 fours, that would be a full house. Or a straight would be a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like in a row.
Or what about a 1, 1, 1, 1, 1?
They call that a Yahtzee. And you get 5 in a row or 5 of the same one. That's actually one of the last things you have to get. You have to get 5 of the same dice. And if you get that, that's one of the last ones you'd get and you'd win the game. I'm surprised you haven't played Yahtzee yet. I think we need to pick that up. I think you'd enjoy it.
Does Yahtzee have 5 letters in it?
No. It's Yahtzee.
Then it should be like 5 dice, 5 letters in the name.
That would make sense. Like Yahtzee.
Or a Yahtzee.
Oh, that's actually probably better. You're right. Yep, that would make sense. Question 8. In the game Battleship, what is the largest ship that you get to place on your board that takes up 5 spaces?
A destroyer?
A destroyer is incorrect. The largest battleship we are looking for is an aircraft carrier.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of Civilization because All those ships are in Civilization.
They are in Civilization. Yes,
when we try to take over the whole entire map.
That's a game we like to play on the computer. We have a game called Civilization that you kind of level up your civilization through all the technologies and stuff. It's pretty fun.
But then our main goal is to provoke war with every single country and conquer them.
And when we play it on easy, yes.
but on barbarian mode, which makes it
difficult.
A little harder.
Yeah, you're right. Question 9. This board dice battle game challenges players to build up armies, defend territories, and eventually try to conquer all the other territories on the map.
Risk.
Risk is correct. Risk is a big deal in our family. We haven't played it in a while, but I think the kids in the family are getting old enough where you can start to play. But my your uncles and myself used to play Risk all the time. That was like our big, that was our Christmas game when we get together.
Risk is the actual longest game in the world.
It can be. Yes, if you play it certain ways. But also, I mean, there's certain ways you can actually play it pretty short, but...
Same with Monopoly.
It's a lot of fun, though.
Should I say something about Monopoly?
No. No, you shouldn't.
Okay. You can cut that.
Question 10. In the game Twister, what are the 4 colors on the mat?
Blue, yellow, green, red.
Blue, yellow, green, and red are correct. Fantastic. Have you played Twister?
Yes.
Yeah. We don't have Twister here, so where'd you play it?
I almost tore my ACL. I played it at school.
Oh, you played it at school. And you almost tore your ACL. I think there's a lot of people who have torn ligaments and broken bones and
twisted ankles,
pulled muscles playing Twister for sure. And that is going to do it for the Mind Move Around of board game trivia. Emmett's doing fantastic. He's only gotten one wrong so far. You got the aircraft carrier one wrong from Battleship, but
no Yahtzee. And Yahtzee.
Oh, and Yahtzee. Oh, yeah, you missed two. Good call. But now, folks, the questions are going to get really difficult. The hardest questions we have to offer. We call this round
Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. Prepare yourselves. Here we go. The hardest questions. Question 11. In the game of Scrabble, what is the highest scoring letter tile?
Triple letter score?
I see where you're going. We're looking for the tile, not the space on the board.
Oh.
So I'll give you another chance.
S?
S is incorrect.
Okay.
It's most likely. So think about a letter that would be used very rarely. Those are the highest ones. Z is one of them. There's actually two.
Y?
Q. Q and Z are both worth 10 points in Scrabble. So if you can make the word quiz, oh boy, you got it.
That's like 20 points.
Yeah, and if you get like a double letter and triple word, letter score. And, oh man, you win the game in just the word quiz alone. Question 12. In Monopoly, there are only 2 groups of properties that have 2 spaces in their color. These include the blue spaces Boardwalk and Park Place and these 2 purple spaces.
Baltic Avenue and Mediterranean Avenue.
Baltic and Mediterranean Avenues are correct.
Also, I don't think they're purple. Wait, no, they're purple.
Yes, they're purple.
It's the version we play is a heritage version, so
oh, okay.
They're brown.
They're ish. Yeah, they're kind of brown, kind of purple. Yep, yep. In the classic game, they're pretty purple. But yeah, we play a different version. There's so many different versions of Monopoly out there.
Like Monopoly Junior, mm-hmm. Mario Monopoly, Fortnite Monopoly. Mm-hmm. I think Sonic Monopoly.
Sonic Monopoly, yeah. Yep, that's I think that's my favorite board game by far. Like, I think that's my, we've been playing that forever. My friends and I used to play with calculators, so we didn't have to deal with the paper money. And so we would just add and subtract money from our calculators as we got it. It went really fast that way.
So you just got how much money you had, mm-hmm. on the calculator.
Bonus question. Do you know how much money you start with?
1,150.
Oh, you were so close. You were about to say it.
$1,500.
Yeah. Yeah. So you start off with 1,500 and we would just play. And if you like bought a thing, you would minus 100 and then the person who got it would plus 100 and we just
but
gave money that way.
If you bought Boardwalk, it would be 1,500 minus 400.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So, but yeah, it was a way for us to play really quick.
And in my like actual first game of Monopoly, I owned Boardwalk.
Mm-hmm. You did. And then you lost.
Yeah. Because of mom.
Mom owned that game, yeah. Question 13. In the game Guess Who, there are 19 total people with full heads of hair. How many bald people are there on the board?
Five
is correct. So yeah, did you know that then when they do characteristics of people?
I think there's like five people with glasses, five people with hair, five people without hair.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. They always do the 19 to 5 for like hats, glasses, like you said, thin and thick lips. They're always different that way. So yeah.
How I learned that was a Mark Rober video.
Oh, Mark Rober. Showing you how to always win. Guess Who?
Yeah. Like when lose 99% of your friends for sucking all the fun out of the game and win 100% of the time.
There are strategies where if you ask the right question and you get the right person, you will win in like two questions. Question 14. The weapons in the game of Clue include the revolver, the rope, the candlestick, the lead pipe, the dagger, and this tool.
The wrench.
The wrench is correct. Yeah, I gave you a really long list of things. That was good. I tried to give you the hint on the end with the tool. But yeah, that was good. I am not good at Clue.
Clue is very hard.
It is hard. You gotta pay a lot of attention.
I think last time we played, you were the villain.
I think so. Yeah, it takes a lot to play Clue. You got to pay attention the whole time and take notes and all that stuff. So.
And like the first game that like the version that we have mm-hmm. like we have all these different versions of original, like,
yeah,
board games. So we have a new version with, I think, a new character.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's
Miss Orchid, Dr. Yeah. Orchid. But so Miss White is a ghost now.
Mm-hmm.
And it involves Alexa with it. So Alexa can do a skill, which she becomes Mrs. White.
Yeah. And it was funny because when we first got the game, you would get too scared, yeah, by the sound of her. And so we had to put it off for a while. It was pretty fun. And finally, question 15. In the game Trivial Pursuit, different categories are represented by different colors. What color pie slice is entertainment?
Red.
Red is a great guess. And so close. The answer we're looking for is pink.
Pink?
Pink, yes. Entertainment is represented by the pink pie slice. Have you played Trivial Pursuit?
No.
You would think that the guys who have a trivia podcast would have played Trivial Pursuit.
No.
But we've never actually.
Not at all.
I've played it, but I've never played it with the lad yet. So that'll be our next board game, I think. And there's a ton of trivia questions, and you answer them. And if you get a square, or I should say a pie slice during that time, like, you can earn it, and you get it's a lot of fun. They have so many different kinds of Trivial Pursuit too, like different themes and stuff. It's pretty cool. And folks, that is going to do it for board game trivia. Emmett did fantastic. I think you only missed.
I think I went 12.
Yeah.
12, 15.
12 for 15. That's fantastic. Well, I hope we had brought up a little bit of nostalgia for some of the people in the car, and it maybe even have some questions about a game you haven't played. So if you heard something that sounded interesting, definitely go out and pick up those board games. It's a great way to have some really awesome family fun.
Can't believe that there wasn't a question about Catchphrase.
I know. And well, there's so many great games, and there's only so many questions that we can do. So absolutely.
Catchphrase is a great one. Last time we played, me and you won.
Yeah, I think we have the digital one that's really fun. Well, if you like this show, please give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening on. You can also reach out to us on social media with episode ideas, and maybe we'll even give you a shout out. But we would love to hear what topics you want to hear trivia about. So send us those messages. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at DadLadTrivia. We'd love to hear from you. So do you have any last final parting words about board game trivia?
I really like this.
Yeah, it's fun.
It was really fun.
All right, folks, we're going to wrap things up. Thank you so much for coming back for another episode. We wouldn't do this without loyal listeners like you. So thank you for coming back each and every week. And we look forward to doing trivia again with you next week. Take care, everyone. See you later.
Applicator.